the rest of the story. Once in a rare while, there's a rest of the story story that beggars even my imagination. This one does that. And when I'm finished telling you what I'm about to tell you, I want you to realize that I'd never have related this story had it not been confirmed with at least three independent sources. Here we go. May 12, 1863. Civil War battlefield in Virginia. Captain L.G. Capers waited to do his duty. Captain Capers was a field surgeon for the Union Army, and he realized much to his distaste that regardless of the battle's outcome, there'd always be work for him. Now, at the edge of the battlefield, about a mile from the nearest village, was a mansion. On its porch stood the mistress of the house and her two daughters, watching, waiting anxiously to see if there might be somebody they could assist, somebody wounded. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the battle was raging within 100 yards of the mansion. Captain Capers, the surgeon, looked up suddenly, startled by a high-pitched scream, which he had not heard in war before. Moments later, the woman from the mansion was standing out of breath at his side. It was her daughter, she gasped. One of her daughters had been shot. Well, the captain hurried back with her to the mansion. He discovered that indeed the 17-year-old girl had a jagged bullet wound in her abdomen. Capers dressed the injury as best he could and prescribed something for pain, and then he had to rush back to his regiment, calling over his shoulder that he'd be back to look in on the girl later if he could. Now, it's several days after that. Captain Capers' brigade set up headquarters in a nearby village, so he was able to make good on his promise. Returning to the mansion, he was dismayed to learn that the teenager with the gunshot wound had developed peritonitis. He followed the case closely after that, returning to check on the progress of his young patient almost every day. The girl eventually recovered, and after she had recovered, months later, Captain Capers returned to relate the rest of the story. Now, he was on the battlefield when the shot that had wounded the girl was fired, and although he could not see who fired it, he could tell by the line of fire that the bullet, before reaching the young lady, had first passed through a young soldier. Captain Capers had been standing not far from this young man when it had happened, and since no bullet was ever retrieved from the fallen soldier, the girl was probably carrying it somewhere inside her, which is why something else had occurred. You see, the soldier had been wounded. Well, the bullet carried clean away one of the young man's reproductive glands. And that same bullet wounded the 17-year-old girl in the uterus, and thus medically, verifiably, was the young lady impregnated by a man she had never met. The two did meet subsequently, and almost as miraculously, they fell in love and married, and they had two other children by means more convenient. And further to corroborate the circumstances of the original pregnancy, soon after that first infant was virgin-born, 278 days after the battle, it developed a curious swelling that necessitated surgery, and in the process of treating that swelling, there was removed from the baby a bullet. No, in medical annals, nothing like this had ever happened before, nor surely will it ever happen again. For the young love that blossomed in the arid earth of hatred was inspired by an unknown Cupid who fired a magic bullet, the only bullet in any war that ever gave a life. Now you know the rest of the story.